views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio. Psychic answers and spiritual solutions with psychic visionary and vibrational healers, Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, where you can call in and ask about your chakras, aura, and spiritual DNA. Tune in and discover the energy that is contradictive to your path of wholeness. Get ready to meet the most important person in your life, you.
Well, hello, hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Spiritual Diagnostics. Today, we're going to be talking about healing the spirit. And we're going to be going over different portions of the spirit and what it is that that consists of. So for those of you who are listening, you may have questions about the spirit, questions about personal issues that you're going through. You may want to share your views on what it is that we're saying and your personal experiences, what it is that you have gone through. And for so many of you who have been doing a lot of healing work, in this show, in today's show, you're going to really receive confirmation of what it is that you've accomplished. Sometimes we know exactly where we need to be. We know exactly what it is that we need, and we know where to go to get it. Spirit tells us. Our spirit lets us know what it is that we need. But even in that knowing, as humans, we do desire confirmation. Some of us need complete direction. Some of us actually need a map on how to get there and some understanding of what is really going on within. And then there are those of us who know what it is that's happening and are totally on the right path and just need that confirmation. So if you are a person who has questions or you just need confirmation, feel free to call in. You can call in and ask your questions. Share your views and opinions at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And if you'd like to call in after the show, you can certainly do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285, or log on to our site, spirituald.com. So, going into our topic today, healing the spirit. So many people have asked the question, what is the difference between the spirit and the soul? There are some teachings that tell us that the spirit and the soul are the same and that these are just different words or a different title for one aspect of self. From what I've studied and what I've experienced in my work and what I understand, the spirit is the breath of the soul. And let's think about what does breath do for the physical body? It keeps us alive. Oxygen, breath source, is flowing through the body and facilitating the other organs to do what it is that they need to do. So the spirit is the breath of the soul. So does that mean, that would bring some people to the question of, does that mean that the soul can die if it doesn't have spirit? Can the soul die? It's not so much that the soul can die. The soul is going to live past the body's the physical exploration. But the difference is the soul living or is the soul existing? So the breath, which is the spirit that's giving the soul breath, if the soul is fulfilled, spirit flows through, providing that breath. But what happens if in the physical we're having some cardiovascular issues? Breath is stifled. We're having a difficult time breathing. The spirit can actually have a difficult time in flowing, in providing the breath to the soul. And inside of that breath is inspiration. Inside of that breath is healing. Inside of that breath is balance. Inside of that breath is clarity, freedom, ability to manifest your desires and full potential. So when you think about the spirit and you think about the soul, they are one. They do agree in one. One is the breath and one is the inner being, but they do coincide and exist in one. Two different portions of one actual energy source. That is the best way to explain it. So when we talk about the spirit and we think about the spirit and breath, the first thought and the first realization is motivation and healing. And I say motivation and healing as one thought because it's only through being motivated that we can heal. Meaning you must desire to have that healing. You must be motivated to find what it is that is missing. And you know, the key is, it can be very difficult because if I need healing and I'm sad and I'm depressed, where is that motivation going to come from? The mind experiences the sadness and the depression. The spirit and the soul receive the aftermath of it. So even if the mind is feeling an emotion, or if the mind is not feeling an emotion, and even though we're talking about the mind still does receive a feeling and send a feeling to the other cells of the body. Whatever the mind is perceiving, feeling, or not perceiving, the spirit and the soul can be acting on a different level of consciousness. I could actually do a whole other show on that. It's a whole other topic and show in itself. But really bringing it into the simplicity, discovering what it is that the spirit is having difficulty digesting in order to send that oxygen to the soul is the first key to the healing. And this is where motivation comes in. This is where, when the spirit, even if it's tired, even if the mind and spirit and soul agree in one, but they are tired, there's desire and motivation. We could also use the word desire because it's very much the same. There is the desire within to heal and the tools within to heal. It's just a matter of accessing what it is that you carry, the abilities that you hold to do so. So when we are unwell, it's mostly due to imbalances clogging our lives and limiting our innate capacity for joy and well-being. And these internal imbalances and energy blocks often express themselves through disturbing emotions, anger, frustration, anxiety, alienation, and that's just to name a few. but it also can start to manifest through the physical body. I have had people that I have been working with who have experienced ulcers, allergies, migraines, back pain, and other form of disease. And if you take the word disease, it's really two words. It's dis-ease. So it's the opposite of having ease. So when the spirit is not well, when the spirit needs healing, we do receive physical symptoms of exactly that. So the root cause of these and other imbalances of the mind, body, and spirit are very much in line with what you hear the Buddhist talk about, Buddhist notion, that our obscurations and illusions cause all of our afflictions. Let's really think about that for a moment. Our actual obscurations and illusions cause our affliction. Let's go into the illusions. When we go through a certain experience, especially a painful one, it can start to define the energy field. Let's talk about some of them. Divorce, mental or emotional abuse, physical abuse. When we have experienced a pain, a trauma, this can send the illusion that that experience is not something that happened to us, but it is actually us, and it starts to define the energy field. And it's causing these afflictions and suffering of all kinds. So at the outer and inner, and at the subtlest levels of our being, we are constantly carrying experiences, things that we have seen, heard, felt, gone through, witnessed. We are actually taking it all in. Even when the mind is no longer doing it, the aura is doing it. The spirit is doing it. And when the spirit is holding on to a certain type of imbalance, that oxygen, that function of the spirit, the breath of the spirit, is not able to facilitate what it is that the soul needs to be doing to line up with our path and purpose. And when we return after this short break, we're going to touch on that in greater detail. We will be back.
Miss any shows during the week? We've got you covered. Yahoo! With the free Transformation Talk radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand. Yes! Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gion. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Do you want to heal your body and mind? Your body has a lot to tell you if you just learn to listen to your intuition. Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio, can help you peel away the layers that are holding you back from living your best life. Tune in to Rewired Life Radio. Learn to love, heal, celebrate on Transformation Talk Radio every Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Connect with Audrey at audreymichelle.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
And we are back talking about healing of the spirit. So for those of you who would like to call in, please do so at 1-800-920-2819 or call in after the show, 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Or log on to the site, spirituald.com. So when we left off, we were discussing dis-ease, great and small, the root cause of the imbalances that send triggers to the mind, to the body, and to the spirit. The outer and inner, subtlest levels of vibration that radiate through the aura, sending that message out to the universe and within ourselves that we're trapped and that our experiences are defining our path, our purpose, our wholeness, and our wellness. So these are the conflicting emotions. And this is the delusion result. So this is where the message is being sent that your experience is you, and you are the experience. So mentally, physically, energetically, on all levels, you are being affected. Whether it is something that you've experienced as a child or an adult, if it's something that is not released and the spirit is suffering from it, and the soul is not receiving that oxygen because the spirit has become weakened. That is the key of everything that we're talking about today. Due to certain experiences, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse today. Due to certain experiences, the spirit becomes weakened. Have you ever heard the expression, this person has lost their spirit? There's no spirit. I can't feel the spirit or the spirit of what it is that's happening. It's more than an expression. It's the breath and it is the oxygen of what is taking place around. So when we lose portions of the spirit or the spirit has become affected, how do we undo that? How do we heal that? Let's really, really think about that. So physically, energetically, and spiritually, we must be intact. Not perfect, but intact. Just like the kidneys, the liver, the heart, all have their job in our body to keep us going. So does the spirit, the soul, the aura, and the chakras. These are some of our spiritual organs. And again, when the spirit is affected and the spirit is damaged due to certain painful experiences, the damage may be hindering and clogging the spiritual arteries. And yes, we do have spiritual arteries. This is the lines that connect us to purpose, path, gifts, desires, love. And this is affecting longevity. You know, just like in the physical, if we're having that blocked artery, it's going to affect the longevity of our life. This is affecting the longevity. These hurts and pains are affecting the longevity of past purpose and wellness, mentally, emotionally, and physically. The vitality is impacted by karmic imbalances, past pains, any type of experience that we've endured that has been negative and painful that has not been released. So we're going to talk in more detail about how to heal the spirit. So first, we must consider, is it really broken or wounded? Now, here's why I say that this is what we must first consider. Is it really broken or wounded? Even a spirit that is not broken, a spirit that is not wounded, you go through something negative, you feel pain, you feel disappointment. So is that to say that every single person who's experienced pain or experienced disappointment has a wounded spirit? No, it's definitely not. If it is that you have gone through an experience and it has changed the way you interact, the way you proceed with life, the faith and confidence that you have within yourself, your ability to connect with others, your ability to be in a relationship or draw in the type of partner that you desire in your life, your ability to really know exactly what it is that you want, afraid to want, afraid to desire, because you feel that the outcome is just going to lead to hurt and disappointment. If you have gone through something in your life that has changed the way that you feel, think, and proceed, then your spirit is wounded. If this is something, now we've all experienced things that have a very profound impact and effect on us and how we move forward in life, but if it has caused hindrance, key word is hindrance, in a certain area of your life, or more than one area of your life, then yes, the spirit does need healing. So when I say, let's consider, is it really broken or wounded? I say that again because feeling sad or feeling the impact of a hurtful experience is not necessarily a broken or wounded spirit. That's just a human response to pain, to what it is that you've been through. But again, if it's changed you in a way that you are not then that is where that healing is needed. So when we ask, is my spirit really broken or wounded? This requires us to question and clarify this for ourselves. It requires us to think, is my spirit wounded? How is it that I proceed in life? What do I feel is missing? And why do I feel it's missing? Is it something that, is there something that I am desiring that I do not have the strength the focus and the clarity to bring into my life? Is there something that I want or need that comes into my life that I cannot hold on to? Whether that's love, friendship, work, anything on any level. Is there something that I'm feeling that I truly cannot access because of an experience that has taken place in the past? And if you can answer yes to that, that is a hurt and wounded spirit. There's definitely an injury there, an impact that is caused by the experience. So through answering that, you're understanding, are you in the place of a situation that is going to pass, or are you in the situation with your spirit that really needs to be focused on, needs to be healed? So when we think about that, clarifying to ourselves what it is that we're holding on to, and am I broken or am I wounded? When you think about clarifying to yourself, you should also think that in the same way that you have the ability and the power to clarify this to yourself, is the same way that you have the ability and the power to release it. And sometimes we just need a catalyst, because it's hard to be objective within yourself and to yourself about everything it is that you're holding and thinking and experiencing and feeling. So you need that person at times on the outside, somebody who is working with you spiritually to guide you and to tell you, yes, this is it, or you're close, you just have a little ways to go. And through spirit healing, we are definitely able to do that. And when we return after this short break, we're going to go more into identifying if the spirit is actually broken or wounded.
The goal for the Art of Powerful Living Radio is to inspire every human to live lives that are rich, fulfilling, on purpose, and fun. This hit show with Robert Schoenfeld is a fresh approach to boldly living our lives with creativity, courage, patience, wisdom, love, and power. Join Robert every month with Dr. Pat Baselli for the Art of Powerful Living Radio.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Tune in to the Psychic Professors Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes on Transformation Talk Radio. Featuring a variety of spiritual topics such as psychic art, spiritualism, EVP, psychic development, and mediumship. This hit call-in show provides listeners with breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten their lives. Visit spiritartgallery.net.
Tune in each Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
And we are back talking about healing the spirit. So for those of you who would like to call after the show, you can do so at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. Or you can log on to our site, spirituald.com. If you'd like to call into the show now and ask any questions or share your views and opinions and experiences, we'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. So before break, we talked about identifying and clarifying if the spirit is wounded. And we talked about the symptom of what it's like to actually have a wounded spirit and how energy defines the aura when the spirit is in fact wounded. So pain is inevitable in life. We're going to experience pain. Suffering, however, this is optional. So it depends on what you make of the things and what happens around and to you, What does your spirit make of that? Now, this isn't talking about what does your mind make of it. It's what does your spirit make of the pain that you have experienced. And even though pain is inevitable in life, we will all experience it at some point. And in many cases, this pain bears fruit. Again, the suffering is optional. So if your spirit has experienced a pain that has caused an ongoing suffering in one or more areas of your life, then absolutely, your spirit is definitely in need of healing. So how the spirit takes what has happened and how the mind takes what has happened, even though the mind, body, and spirit function as one, they don't always function on the same page. Your mind can make out of a situation all the rationalizations that seem extremely obvious to the matter that has happened, but the spirit can actually be suffering from what has happened. So deeply and continuously, you can recognize an unwanted pattern when the spirit is suffering. Sometimes this feels unbreakable and really untouchable. It is breakable and it is touchable. If it is that you are experiencing a broken spirit and the result of your life has been that the spirit is broken, it is definitely able to be healed. So let's go more into the endurance of the spirit and the resilience of the spirit. Your spirit has resilience. Your spirit has endurance. Your spirit has muscles that need to be exercised. And there are certain frequencies and vibrations that need to be brought to the forefront. The abilities that have been hidden beneath the pain, the healing ability that is being suppressed by the experience. So when we are working with the wounded spirit, what we do is we go back through meditation, not to every portion of the exact incident, but we go back to the spirit, to the time of the wound. We find the impact. We find the moment that the impact happened. So, for example, sometimes the situation could have happened, let's say, today, or let's say, for example, yesterday. The wound may not have taken place till 5 years later, 10 years later. So we locate when the impact that has created the wound has happened. Was it immediately after the experience, or was it a year later, a day later, a month later, a lifetime later? We find out when, how, and why, what it is that the spirit is suffering from. Through that, we form the meditation and release work individually for your experience. So again, it's identifying, is the spirit really broken or wounded? It is identifying how you are functioning through life since the situation has happened to the spirit. It is recognizing that beneath the pain and beneath the injury, there is the ability to heal. And then through the meditation and through the work, bringing that ability to the top to start to facilitate that repair. And there are so many ways and so many healing methods for healing the spirit. But no matter what method a person is going to choose in healing, the key is always the same. The beginning process is always going to be the same. Identifying that broken, wounded portion and finding out what, where, when, why are you holding on to it, and what is it that has placed the spirit in this weak point that you are not able to access at this time the abilities that you have to absolutely heal. So to know this is to bring the mind and spirit into balance to start to create the dissolving of the effect of the pain. We cannot remove the experience. The meditative work for healing the experience, healing the spirit, is healing the result of the experience. When the spirit experiences, when the aura experiences, when the chakras experience a situation of any type, it is to produce growth and bear fruit. However, the outcome can sometimes turn into imbalance, and the effect can be negative. It can always turn out positive, and some people go through it in a very positive way. Some people are dealing with a negative effect that is lingering, that their painful experience has gone through, and this is where the wound is. So it sounds like, well, gee, that just sounds like common sense. You go through something, it hurts you, you haven't got over it, you're wounded. But it goes deeper than that, because this is going to ultimately store itself in a portion of the spiritual body, whether it is the chakras, whether it is the aura, whether it is all of the above, whether it is the spirit, whether it is the soul, there's going to be a portion when any time there's energy that has not been dealt with, an unresolved residual that is storing itself, there's going to be a portion that is lodged that is stopping the flow and circulation of love, peace, happiness, fulfillment, and what it is that you are desiring in this lifetime. So if you are at a place in your life that you can answer that your spirit is broken, your spirit has been wounded. If you can feel this and identify this to self, in the same way that you've identified it, is the same way there are answers and healing for your spirit. So in the methods of spiritual healing, you will be led to the method that agrees with you. We all have a discernment within ourselves of what it is that is good for us, what it is that we are meant for, where we need to go. But it's a matter of being able to hear and recognize that discernment. If you feel led to work with me, for example, you'll know it by what you're hearing, and you're going to desire to call me and find out what it is that we can do to connect to this wound and to heal this wound. If hearing what we're talking about here today leads you to, this is the information I need, but there's another method out there, this information will lead you to another method of healing that you're meant to connect to. What I'm saying is that the recognition and realization of the wound is going to take you to the method that is going to best serve you. So identification is the first and foremost key to your healing. And another very important part of healing the spirit is that understanding that forgiving is not just for other people. Forgiving is for ourselves. So many of us are holding ourselves accountable for something that we were powerless over, something that we really were not able to change, reroute, or redirect, something that just happened in life. And we say, if I could have done it this way, if I did it that way, if I said it this way, if I tried this other way, it would have turned out different. When you find yourself in the mode of continually going over the situation that caused the wound and replaying it over and over, asking yourself or telling yourself what I could have done differently, that is definitely a sign that the spirit is going through an entrapment. It's not moving forward. The spirit is stuck and stagnant in the vibrational frequency of the pain. Vibrational frequency of pain causes hindrance and stagnant energy that really prohibits us from moving forward in our life. And then for those of us who feel that we are moving forward, we're actually seeing good results and change that we desire for a short portion of time, but bringing in that pain is ultimately putting us in the place where we find that we are constantly stopping and starting over again. So through recognizing, identifying, this is where we activate releasing. And we will touch more on this topic when we return from this short break.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-972-5366.
Have you wanted to make more money without working harder or more? Maybe you've tried new ways to bring in extra income without success. Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including abundance. Did you know many times we have an invisible income ceiling? So no matter what we do, our income never goes up, or if our income does go up, we experience an unexpected expense that negates this. How much would it be worth to significantly increase your income or even have unexpected income show up? When I was in the corporate world, I used these techniques to increase my income by tens of thousands of dollars without changing my work routine. In fact, I worked even less, and I now help clients do the same. If this resonates for you and you're truly ready for abundance in your life, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
And we are back talking about healing the spirit. For those of you who are listening, if you care to call in, you can do so at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You can call in after the show at 312-898-2285. That's 312-898-2285. 2285 or log on to our site, spirituald.com. So we're talking about healing the spirit. We've touched on identifying. We've touched on experiences that can cause the injury. And sometimes it's not the, well, in all times, it's not the experience that we are removing, but through spiritual healing, the effect of that experience can be removed. A very important key in the healing work that I do, when I'm working with someone, we are taking what has happened. So it's healing not what has happened, but reshaping and reframing that story that the person is telling themselves about it. Woundedness, like victimhood, it's mostly a narrative or story that we tell ourselves. So how much we suffer from our pain and difficulty depends very much on our attitude towards it. So our frame of reference is what becomes locked into the aura. That frame of reference through the spiritual work and through the meditation is the first portion that is identified and released. So when you get locked into that impermanent yet powerful centered view of how you are a victim, and you place your attention so much upon what others are thinking, saying, and doing, this emotional suffering is just prolonged. You're going to be suffering emotionally, suffering spiritually. That portion of self that has the ability to heal is suppressed when we are locked into that form of victimized thinking. the healing portion is suppressed. So when we identify that and release it, we are building that platform within that the healing ability can come forward. And this is where we are breaking that unwanted cycle, that repetition that causes restlessness, anger, fear, resentment, in some cases, jealousy, bitterness, loneliness, a feeling of being unwanted and disconnected from everything and everyone around you. This is actually not true. Even if that's what's going on, even if that's what you can clearly see, that is definitely coming from a vibrational frequency of the pain that you have experienced from the past. That frequency, once it is brought down through the meditative and healing process and the identifying process, the other frequencies are elevated and rise to the top. And those are the frequencies of loving kindness, the frequencies of success, the frequencies of intimacy, the frequencies of true peace and happiness. When these frequencies are brought up, that vibration is sent out to the universe, and that is when we experience the result of those frequencies. There are so many frequencies through the breath of the soul, which is the spirit, that must come forward and be set forward for our peace, our love, our happiness, our path, our purpose, our greatest good to unfold and become totally activated. Certain types of pain mask that frequency and start taking control, creating another frequency. But those situations can only take control if they are unidentified and not dealt with, because then they are running our course. The situation is running our course, and that is the illusion. That is the illusion that must be broken down, that the situation and the pain is running the course. For those of you who are listening to this, I'd like to tell you, you are running your course. So if you are a victim right now or feeling trapped and feeling blocked right now, that is the course that you are definitely creating by telling yourself that. The pain did not create that. The pain is a symptom, sometimes a root and sometimes a symptom. The answer and the remedy and the ability is within you. You are the creator. You are the healer. You just need to be introduced to exactly that. So in this healing, what are you being introduced to? Who are you being introduced to? Yourself. What is the strongest healing method? It's tapping into what you have and realizing that how you've been living, if it is an unwanted pattern, that you completely have the ability to change it. So when I'm working with somebody, am I healing them? No. When I'm meditating with somebody, am I creating their healing method? No. I'm introducing them to the healing that they have within. Each and every one of you have the ability to take the most painful, hurtful situations that you have endured and that your spirit may be broken, wounded, and suffering from. You all have the ability to transform it, to heal, and to reach the ultimate destination of healing, light, love, and excellence. Each and every one of you hold this excellence, this love, this light, and this warmth within. So if you're all holding it, You all have the ability to touch that frequency, send it out to the universe, and draw in what it is that you are desiring. And for those of you who would like to call in after the show at 312-898-2285, I would love to do a 45-minute complimentary meditation session with you to identify what is it that your spirit and soul are holding. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time, namaste.
You've been listening to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio, Psychic Answers and Spiritual Solutions with Carol Dorian and Justice Welling, diagnosing the spiritual cause of unwanted life patterns. For more information on your favorite healers, visit spirituald.com and tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio to receive your weekly dose of enlightenment.